It's here. It's time. It's here. It's time. It's the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? This is Bishop Kevin Foreman. I want to welcome you to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. Listen, it's going to be a great show. I want to just say thank you for your overwhelming response to our very first show right here on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Network. Not your ordinary praise. This is not your ordinary radio show. I'm not your ordinary pastor, for that matter. So I'm so excited that you were blessed, encouraged, and that life was spoken into your life. You know, let me tell you something about me. I'm all about results. Talk is cheap, action speak. I'm not a guy who wants to just sit up talking about what can be done. I'm the guy that likes to get out and make it happen. And I know you're that type of person. And in fact, I know that's what you've yearned for in your life. Somebody that can speak to that part of you that's aggressive. Somebody that can speak to that part of you that's authoritative. Somebody that can speak to that part of you that's yearning for greater, that's yearning for more. And a lot of the times in American culture, whenever you are an individual that wants to achieve more, wants to do more, wants to see results, sometimes they will try to shut you up. And when they can't shut you up, they'll try to shut you down. And so I know that one of the things that had you respond in such a great way to that first show is because you could sense that we were going to be talking about things that are real so we can see some results. And I believe this, you cannot get healed about what you won't be real about. You can't be healed if you won't be real. And so that's what we're going to do here on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. Look at here, look at him. If you have not followed me on social media, I don't know what the problem is. What the problem is, y'all, I need you to follow me. Go to Instagram at Bishop Foreman, Twitter at Bishop Foreman, Facebook at Bishop Foreman, and on Snapchat, it's Dr. Dr. Kevin Foreman. Listen, guys, today we are talking about something that is one of the most important issues you will ever confront, ever deal with, ever face. It's love, sex, and relationships. Yes, love, sex, and relationships. And we're going to have a great show today. And again, I want to hear your feedback on this show. And that's the way to get it to me is, again, through social media. Tweet it to me, Instagram me, or over there on Facebook. When you want to know when our show's airing, that's why you got to connect with us on social media so you'll know exactly when we're airing so you'll be able to hear the shows. And one of the things I also want to encourage you to do, too, I'm pastor of Harvest Church, and I am very passionate about speaking life into the lives of people. And so there's tons, literally over, I think it's over 1,000 messages that we've made available on our YouTube channel, as well as our podcast. The simplest and easiest way to get that is to simply text the word harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, text the word harvest, the phone number 59769. It's just that simple. You can do it right now. Literally, right now. Take out your phone and text the word harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, to 59769. When you do that, you'll get our mobile app. You'll have access to the podcast. You'll have access to the messages and so much more. Listen, I want to get right to it. Love, sex, and relationships. There's a scripture in the Bible in Proverbs, and Proverbs means wisdom. It says, wisdom is the principal things. Therefore, get wisdom. Get you some wisdom. Wisdom isn't knowledge. It's the appropriate way to apply knowledge. Wisdom is a shortcut. See, knowledge knows the what, wisdom knows the why. Knowledge knows what should be done, wisdom knows why to do it. When you know the why behind the what, you can find a faster and easier what. Does that make sense? If I know why I'm doing something a certain way, perhaps there's a faster, quicker, easier way to do it. Wisdom will take you further, faster, okay? So Proverbs says, get you some wisdom. And then it says, in all you're getting, get an understanding. And I got to tell you, I teach a lot about marriage and dating and relationships because the truth of the matter is that this is where many people make horrible, horrible, horrible decisions. Can we tell the truth? Sometimes we simply make bad picks. Sometimes we try to force fits. You know, relationships are like puzzles, y'all. And every puzzle, just because a piece is available doesn't mean a piece is appropriate. I just said something right there. I'm going to say it again. Just because a piece is available doesn't mean it's appropriate. And so many times in life, we make really bad relationship decisions, and consequently, it can affect our lives in some very adverse ways. And so I want to talk about a few things on today's show. I'm going to give you one right before we go listen to our first song, but I'm going to give you one today in this whole spirit of getting wisdom, because we got to get wisdom about relationships. If you grew up in church, I just want to be honest, you were taught a lot of bad things that aren't Bible. They're American culture, but they're not Bible about relationships. And so I want to give you some Bible today about relationships. The first thing I want to give you, watch this. You ready? The first thing I want to give you is that every marriage or relationship period, so this is dating, this is marriage, this is business. Every marriage will not last. I know it. I know Keith Sweat and him said, make it last forever and ever and ever. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But listen, every marriage will not last, y'all. Here are the statistics. 50% of first marriages end in divorce. 67% of second marriages end in divorce. 73% of third marriages end in divorce. That means that more than 50%, got it, of relationships, marital relationships. You know, they stood at the altar. They had us bring all them gifts. They had us eat all that food. We got all dressed up to go. We were at the reception doing that dancing, doing electric slide, all of that. What you need to know is the statistics say that the majority of marriages will not last. Why, Bishop? Guess what? You got to stick around. I'm going to tell you why right after this break. Today, we're talking love, sex, and relationships. I wish somebody would have told me that. Listen to this song. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my hopes
Welcome back, y'all. You're listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. We're talking love, sex, and relationships today. Right before the break, we were talking about wisdom and how wisdom is a shortcut. Wisdom is the appropriate way to apply knowledge. Wisdom is the why behind the what. And one of the pieces of wisdom we were talking about in relationships was really from this thought. I wish somebody would have told me that. The first one I gave you on today's show was that every marriage or relationship period, y'all, it will not last. I know that we have this mentality that every relationship is supposed to last forever. Every friendship is supposed to last forever. But let's face it, that's not reality and that's not the truth. Every marriage or relationship will not last. The statistics say 50% of first marriages. Can you imagine that? One out of every two marriages is going to fail. Bottom line. Secondly, 67% of every second marriage, 73% of every third marriage, they fail and end in divorce. And here's what that tells us. One, it tells us that we need help in relationships. It tells us that we often make bad choices and bad picks in relationships. Can I drop a bomb on you real quick? Y'all remember that song, Drop the Bomb on You? Let me drop a bomb on you. Relationships never fail. Hear me and hear me clearly. They never fail midway through. What you saying, Bishop? Shut your mouth. No, listen. They never fail midway through. They always fail up front. The things we knew but chose not to address, or the things, watch this, that we thought we would be able to fix or change later. Relationships always fail up front. In a marriage, it failed in the dating process. In a business partnership, it failed in the due diligence process. In a friendship, it failed in the first couple of outings process. Got it? Relationships always fail up front. And here are the primary two reasons. I'm going to deal specifically with marriage relationships. Here's why. I need you to know something. Just because you got married and a preacher officiated the ceremony doesn't mean that God put you together. I know that's like shocking, because if you grew up in the church, you know, you were under this mentality, what God is joined together. Hallelujah. Let no man put us under. Okay, look, but let's just tell the truth though. Mark 10:9 says, only what God has put together, no man can put us under. Here's the principle behind the statement, is that whoever or whatever puts somebody together is the only thing that has the power to tear it apart. So if God puts it together, only God has the power to tear it apart. But hear me and hear me clearly, Radio Land. If sex puts it together, sex will tear it apart. If money puts it together, money will tear it apart. If desperation puts it together, desperation will tear it apart. For some people, the only reason they get in a relationship is because they are desperate. They don't want to be alone, not realizing that being single is not being alone. Got it? If being on the rebound puts it together, then being on the rebound will pull it apart. If rejection or personal dissatisfaction, loneliness, are you getting it? Whatever puts it together, the principle of Mark 10:9 says that that's the same thing that has the power to pull it apart. So what we need to know is when we're getting into these dating and romantic relationships, we need to ask ourselves the question, is this God or is this just good? Is this God or do I just like the way they look? Let's tell the truth, y'all. Is this God or have we been messing around? And so, you know what? I'm so attached to them emotionally that I don't have the ability to see the reality of who they really are. What put it together, y'all? Here's the second reason why we need to know every marriage or relationship will not last. When you date wrong, you marry wrong. When you marry wrong, it won't last long. And the relationship will eventually die. Because as I already said to you, marriages don't fail years in. They fail up front while the foundation is being established. And if you build, hear me clearly, if you build on the wrong foundation, eventually something happens to compensate for that. It's just like a building. It's difficult to fix the foundation of a building with people, cars, children, and credit in it. So what ends up happening is that normally the marriage will crumble because now you've got all of this pressure on the foundation that the foundation was never built to handle. Shut up, Bishop Foreman. Yes. Yes, I just said it. Once you've got all of this pressure, see, when y'all married, you didn't have the pressure of cars and children and credit and people. people and this and that. Now that that pressure is on that foundation, if that foundation wasn't built properly, that foundation is going to crumble. Can I tell you this? Marriage is best when two people complement one another. Watch me, not compete nor try to complete one another. It's crazy, wives, if you're competing with your husband and vice versa. You're not competing with one another, nor are you trying to complete one another. You know, you have people go around, that's my rib. That's my rib. Look, man, you better go to the barbecue shop and get you something to eat. You're just hungry. Okay? No person has the power to complete you, because if a person has the power to complete you, that means a person, hear me, also has the power to deplete you, which is why so many people are so severely devastated when relationships don't work out, because you were going to a human for something only God could give you, baby. Only God could give you completion, not another human being. So what happens is those relationships where you're competing and trying to complete, those relationships are like milk. They spoil over time. And let me tell you what you want, especially this year. You want relationships that are like wine. You know what happens with a wine? Fine wine gets better over time. So you grow together instead of growing apart. And you're only able to do this when you marry, because you're 100% fine with who they currently are, not with who you one day hope they'll become. I said a doggone mouthful. Rewind. Let's do it again. You are only going to be able to build your relationship like a fine wine when you understand that you are 100% comfortable with who they currently are, not who you hope they one day will become. Listen, guys, we have already gotten into some good stuff. And this is just the first one. We're talking love, sex, and relationships right here on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give you a few more reasons of some wisdom, a few more pieces of wisdom. It's almost like, I wish somebody would have told me that. Or you know this one. Had I known then what I know now, I would have done it differently. I'm going to give you some wisdom today to help you in your relationships. I want to hear what y'all think too. I want to hear your feedback. Connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's all at Bishop Foreman, BISHOPFOREMAN, just like George. I just don't have kids. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Start to flow, thinking about your grace and your mercy, how they pulled me in, and I get happy. I said, I get happy. Lowest low, since you took me. Now I am grateful, really grateful. side say that it. And I'm so happy, because I know it. All the brothers that know that it's real, can I hear you say that it? All the sisters that know that it's good, let me hear you say. He loved on me. Break it down, let me hear you say.
What you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell him about it.
Every time. time I think that I'm all by myself. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said any day.
Yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
One good reason why you should still be alive.
Let me think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have not one, I see.
That answer did you pass last night was meant to take your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your name, but
God.
Ooh, there ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
Can I get a witness on that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Isaac.
Woo. You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
Hey guys, welcome back. You are listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show right here on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Network. Not your ordinary praise. I am not your ordinary pastor nor your ordinary radio show. That's not what we do around here. We keep it real so that we can be healed. If you don't follow me on social media, I'm going to need you to do that. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Bishop Foreman, B-I-S-H-O-P-F-O-R-E-M-A-N. N. If you're on Snapchat, it's DR, Dr. Kevin Foreman. Listen, we've been talking today about love, sex, and relationships. OMG. Some really good stuff that we've been talking about on today's show. We talked about how wisdom, the Bible says in Proverbs 4, wisdom is a principal thing, most important thing. Wisdom is a shortcut. Wisdom is the appropriate application of knowledge. And so we were really, really saying this, making this statement with today's show, is I wish somebody would have told me that. Have you ever had a moment like that? Let's keep it real. You ever had a moment where you're like, I wish somebody would have told me? And can we be super real about this point? The reality is many times, often in life, we have our mind made up about certain subjects. And so because we already have our mind made up, it really doesn't matter what anybody would have said to us because we've already predetermined a next course of action. We've already come to a conclusion and then we start asking questions. And that's dangerous in relationships. Like, do not say this person, oh my God, this is going to be my best friend. Oh my God, this is who I'm going to be. I'm going to marry. This is who I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. Instead, you ask questions to come to a conclusion. You don't come to a conclusion and then decide to ask questions. Boom. Right there, right there, right there. So listen, I gave you a few things. One that we talked about so far is that every marriage or relationship period, friendship, business partnership will not last. We talked about that. We talked about, watch this, the reasons that they won't last. And here's what I want to talk about next. You ready for this one? We're talking about love, sex, and relationships. Here's the next one. Sex doesn't solve anything. That's right. Sex. I'm going to say it again. Sex. I'm going to say it again. S-E-X. Let's talk about sex, baby. Don't act like you don't know the song. Watch. God created sex to be enjoyed in marriage. And outside of marriage, you need to hear me and hear me clearly. There is no condom for your heart. There's no birth control for the crazy stuff that will be birthed inside of you because you let somebody else in you. See, 1 Corinthians 6:15 through 17 teaches us this, y'all, that sex is more than just a physical connection. You may see it as simply a physical exchange, right? You're laying down, you're having your, you know, your sexual interaction and you orgasm and that's it. And I know you're like, oh my God, is this preacher really saying sex and orgasm? Yes. You know why? We have to have these conversations in the church. This is why so many people make such horrible decisions in relationships and with sex and with who they date and who they marry because we don't have the conversations. Instead, social media and reality TV are educating us on something that the Bible should actually be educating us on. So yes, Bishop Kevin Foreman is talking about sex, and he's talking about love and relationships right here on the Bishop Kevin Foreman radio show. See, 1 Corinthians 6 says that it's more than a physical connection, right? It's more than just this orgasmic experience that you have. It's a spiritual and a soul connection. Wow. Listen, it's a spiritual and a soul connection. In fact, the Bible goes so far as to call it a false marriage. Get the heck out of here. Why does it call it a false marriage? Because what you're doing is you are literally creating this false marriage in your soul. Watch this, y'all. That's your mind, thoughts, will, and emotions. And you are literally creating a false marriage in your spirit, which means you lay down with them. But wait a minute, I'm finna get real nasty. Not only do you lay down with them, but every person they've ever laid down with, you're laying down with them, what their soul and their spirit. So check it out. You not only have the emotions of who you laid with, but now you have an emotional cocktail that's deadly of every person who they laid with. That's Bible. That's Bible. Which means you may have laid down with Keith, but when you laid down with Keith, you also laid down with Tammy, Susan, Justina, Renee, Keisha, Guadalupe. Y'all not talking to me. You've laid down with every person they've laid down with. And let's get real nasty. You've laid down with every person they've laid down with. So one sexual encounter can literally be like a spiritual and soul experience with 75 folk. This is why the Bible says that sex before marriage is sin. Not because God's trying to keep something from us, it's he's trying to protect us from something that's going to poison us. It's going to be hard to have a great marriage while your soul and spirit is falsely married to multiple people. And that's why some single folk can't ever seem to identify a good match. You want to know why? Because you have too many false marriages. Wow. So it would be wrong, in fact, illegal for God to send you another person because you have so many false marriages already. Proverbs 25, 26 calls this type of person a muddied spring or a polluted well is a righteous man who gives way to the wicked. Every time you lay down with somebody, you're laying down with everybody they've laid down with, and you're laying down with all of their emotional issues. This is why some of y'all get so emotional. You're like, where is this coming from? I don't understand what's going on. It's because you have the emotions of a doggone football team in you. You have the, watch this, the thoughts of a sports team in you. You have the thoughts of people who didn't love God. You have the thoughts of schizophrenics, the thoughts of individuals with all kinds of issues, etc., that are in you. Got it? And here's what you need to know, y'all. Sex may prolong a broken relationship, but it will not fix it. I'm going to say it again. Sex may prolong a broken relationship, but it will not fix a broken relationship. These are facts, F-A-C-T-S, facts 100, all right? There's a biblical example of this that I'm going to share with you. And then when we come back for our last segment today on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show, I'm going to give you a couple of more things. We're talking love, sex, and relationships. I wish somebody would have told me that. I'm going to share with you a biblical example of how sex doesn't solve anything. And then we got one more segment, some good stuff. Guys, the show is about to go on fire for this last segment. It's going to be amazing. Tell somebody to tune in and connect with me on social media at Bishop Foreman. You're listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Want to know why I'm in love with you?
Patient and strong, always, no matter what I face, you've been there to bring me through just fine. On time, it took a while to see that your love was true.
Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're
mine. And all I want
to say
till my dying
day,
I just wanna be close to you.
Sweet heaven is where I wanna be, where I am when I'm with you.
Perfect is what you gave for all the world to see. Now no one can
undo,
'cause I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're,
and all I want,
all I wanna say to you,
till my
dying day,
I just wanna be close to you.
Come on, Cece, follow me.
Da-da.
You, sir.
Da-da.
Out to see, but now we know the truth. And no one
can undo.
Cause we belong
to the end. Good to know.
And I know that you're change of mind and will.
How long
will you stay? I just wanna be close to you. How long will you stay? Hey, I just wanna be close to you.
I've been doing some thinking lately, and I know and believe that God still works miracles. Yet I'm so very, very grateful for what some call the simple things. I just want to take a moment here. This is my prayer. Listen.
I acknowledge that you're in control. And there's nothing too hard for you to handle. I believe you can do anything. Your word says so. No limits even come close to your domain.
Believe. the people to hear this. Yes, I'm in my feelings. This is a love song, not any love song. And you can try to tell me different, but I wouldn't try to hear it. This is a love song, not any love song. Thank you
for the life you gave.
I'm so focused
on a mission.
Thank you
for the prayers you answered.
And thank you
for the prayers you didn't.
Close to you, I will remain. Close to me, and like no other. When I think about your grace, I can't help but shout about it. Oh,
every time I think about your love, I get excited.
Said it.
earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heaven high. I can search the earth below, but there's
Welcome back. You are listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. We're talking love, sex, and relationships. Listen, guys, I want to hear your thoughts. We have been talking about some good stuff. Connect with me on social media at Bishop Foreman, BISHOPFOREMAN. Bishop Foreman, it's going to be good. Listen, before we went to that incredible song, we were talking about how sex doesn't solve anything. It may prolong a relationship, but it will not fix a broken relationship. And I need you to get that. Because a lot of the times, a relationship can be broken, but y'all keep sexing. And if you keep sexing, got it, you won't see that it's broken. Now, I know there's lots of nuances to that. I know there's lots of questions that come up with that. Like, Bishop, you know, what do you do if it's a marriage? What do you do if you're dating? Well, that's why the Bible says that we shouldn't cross that line before we're married. Because it's not, you're not going to be able to think right. You're not going to be able to make wise decisions. So much wisdom in the scripture. There's a story in Genesis 29 about this woman named Leah, and she's in denial about the fact that her husband Jacob doesn't love her. He's stuck with her. In fact, when you look at how he ended up with her, he didn't want her. He wanted her sister, Rachel, and he worked for 7 years, and Laban gives him Leah. The Bible says Leah had delicate eyes. And now, what's significant is many times that's interpreted to mean, I'm going to help you real good right here. Many times that's interpreted to mean that, you know, she had some, there was some issue with her eye, or she had a lazy eye. But when you study that word in Hebrew a little bit deeper, it actually means she was weary. Shut up. Hear me and hear me clearly. Leah was weary. In other words, Leah was weary because she had dealt with all of these issues of rejection, these issues of abandonment, these people treating her wrong. The fact, think about it, that your daddy is pawning you off on another man because even your daddy doesn't want you. And you know that he's deceiving the man that you are about to marry. He's deceiving him and giving you to him. And you know you're not what he wants. Think about the feelings of rejection. Come on, y'all. Think about how she felt knowing that her daddy essentially prostituted her and whored her out. Let's just tell the real truth. So when you study that word deeper, yes, there's a physical ailment potentially, but even deeper is Leah is weary. She's worn out because she is so sick of fake people with fake love. I think there's somebody listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show where you're feeling like Leah. You're like, I am wore out from rejection and abandonment and fake people and liars and schemers, heartbreakers, deceivers. Got it? And you know what she does? She gets with Jacob. And so she keeps having babies. She thinks having more sex and having more babies is going to solve the sad reality about their relationship, and it's not. Sex does not solve anything. It may prolong a broken relationship, but it will not fix it. Here's another thing All right, that you need to know. We're talking love, sex, and relationships, really wisdom, things that we wish somebody would have told us. All right, check this out. You ready for this one? Here's another good one. Another good one. Watch this. You can't change other people. I know you think you're the dog whisperer. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. But check this out. You can't change other people. When dealing with people, no matter how hard you try, sometimes you're going to be hurt, disappointed, and you got to choose to heal. That's life. Life is a contact sport, y'all. Love is a contact sport. You know what that means? You're going to take some hits. There are going to be some people you care about that don't care back. There's going to be some people you're compassionate to that aren't compassionate back. There's going to be some people you fight for that wouldn't, watch this, cross the street to do nothing for you. That's life. But hear me. You're not a rescue ranger. You can't change them. You're going to help some people. They'll forget you're the bridge that got them over. And naturally, it can make you sorrowful. But you need to just realize it's seed you're sowing. Sometimes you got to sow one place to reap another place. Come on here. I just clapped. Yes, I did. Sometimes you got to sow one place and you're going to reap it in another place. And trying to change people through physical, spiritual, even sexual manipulation isn't going to last. People do what they want to do. Can I give you the truth about human beings? The truth about human beings is that people do what they want to do. You need to know that, all right? People do what they want to do. Here's the second truth about people. They do what they want to do. You can't change them. So either pray for them, got it, and or press forward or be patient. Pray, press, or be patient, okay? Pray, press, or be patient. That's reality. You can't change other people. So for every person that's in a relationship like now, say, I'm working on them. You can't change nobody. Look at how difficult it is for you to make changes to you. Thinking that you're going to change somebody else is crazy. Here's the last one I want to give you guys. Man, our shows go so fast. I hope you enjoy this time. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show right here on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Music Network. Not Your Ordinary Praise. This is Not Your Ordinary Show. I'm Not Your Ordinary Pastor. Listen, we want to keep it real here so you can be healed. Not talking about something, watch this, doesn't make it go away. We are notorious in relationships for not talking about something, hoping it will go away. Living in a denial of reality creates a false sense of happiness. Have you ever felt happy until you remembered the stuff you needed to deal with? Whoa! Have you ever felt good? Watch this. Some of y'all, when you get that income tax check, you have felt good when you get that income tax refund check for those that get refunds. Have you ever got that check? And when you got that check, you felt good until you looked at the reality of where you needed to spend it. I'm just using that example. Maybe you can't relate to that. Have you ever thought you cleared out your emails, right? I had a productive week to only then get to Monday and then, oh my God, it's another 150 emails in here, okay? Here's the truth, guys. The truth is that living in a denial of reality creates this false sense of happiness because you're not addressing the obvious 800-pound gorilla in the room and the red flags run of, right in front of you. Anybody can be happy, y'all, in a pretend world. Anybody can be happy in a fake world. Anybody can play the game. But you've got to be the type of person that changes the game. Watch out there now. You are the one that changes the game. I need you to embrace the fact that you're a curse breaker. I need you to embrace the fact that you're the interruption to the dysfunction in your bloodline. I need you to embrace the fact that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many bad relationships you've had in the past. It doesn't matter, watch this, how great your current relationships are, because everybody doesn't have sad, messed up, jacked up stories of relationships. Here's what you need to know. It can always get better. That's right, y'all. It can always get better. God takes us from faith to faith, from glory to glory, level to level. I want to end today's show with this prayer. It's a prayer for your relationships. It's actually two prayers. One, a prayer for sexual restarts. If you missed that part of our show, my God, get the Harvest app and just, there's a ton of messages I've done on relationships. Text Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T to 59769. There's a ton of messages I've done about relationships. So you can text Harvest to 59769, get our mobile app. Head on over to bishopforeman.com. You can get it there too. There's literally over 1,000 messages at the time of this show that are available totally free. Did you hear me? Totally free. Did you hear me? Totally free. Because of the faithful giving of the people of Harvest, you can get on YouTube and our podcast. Two prayers. The first is a prayer for a sexual restart. Maybe you've made some bad choices in the realm of sex before, and you need to have a restart. You need to basically be washed in the blood of God, the blood of Jesus, so you can have a sexual restart. Number two, I want to pray for your relationships. Let's do it. And if that's you, I want you to just repeat this prayer right after me. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray right now that your blood that you shed on Calvary 2,000 years ago, that blood would cover me and redeem me and renew me sexually. As of right now, I am a sexual new beginning. I have a sexual fresh start. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let me pray for your relationships. Father, I pray for everybody listening. Pray for their relationships. I pray that this year would bring the best quality relationships they've ever experienced yet. In Jesus' name, everybody said, A to the man. Guys, talk back to me. Facebook at Bishop Foreman, Instagram at Bishop Foreman, as well as Twitter at Bishop Foreman. Talk to me. I want to hear your thoughts. Make sure to get that Harvest mobile app. Text Harvest to 59769. It's going to be good. Listen, I'm not telling you what next show is going to be about. You're just going to have to tune it in, but I can tell you this, it's going to be fire. You need to know it. So you better get ready. It's going to be incredible. And when you want to know whatever our show is airing, that's why you got to connect with us on social media. So I'm not telling you on purpose. I'm not telling you on purpose because I want you to connect with me. Have a great day, everybody. Shalom. And again, this is the Bishop Kevin Foreman radio show right here on the Uncommon Gospel Music Radio Network. Not Your Ordinary Praise. This is not your ordinary show. I'm not your ordinary pastor. In fact, you know what they call me? The People's Bishop. Have a good day, everybody.